Now on the phone line with us to take a look at the agricultural commodity markets is Chip Nellinger at Blue Reef Agri Marketing out of Morton, Illinois. He's filling in this afternoon for Jackie Vakes, who is out of the office. Chip, thanks for being with us. Tell us about the marketplace and what happened in Chicago in particular, why the corn pit managed to rally.
We started corn higher, and that drug everything off the lows, and we were able to end higher on the day. I think part of it may be a little bit of a wet forecast. Not terribly wet, but just enough nagging rainfall to maybe slow the last third of corn harvest down. That may be more than anything, why we saw some of this strength today in the corn market.
Strength today in the corn market, but beans followed suit, not in lockstep, but they were up too.
They were, and again, same issue there. I think we're mostly beyond this soy meal short covering squeeze, or short bought squeeze, if you want to call it that, with the rail situation. But yet, we haven't seen a big back off yet on interior meal basis. So, we ran up so far so fast, we were overdue for a correction. We got that, but there's still some underlying support in this market and kind of a buy the dip mentality. And, but I think if it weren't for the corn market, maybe we have a little different result today. In the big picture, though, we've got this crop report coming out Monday, and that may be the biggest short-term price dictator of anything.
And what are your expectations from the WASDE figures?
Well, I think history tells you big crops get bigger. I don't know if that'll be a huge shock to the market, but yet, with that being said, we're likely looking at, record corn, record bean meal. So the supply situation is really what's going to hang over this market. I think there's some in the industry that think maybe we're going to see a cut again in acreage. I'm probably not in that camp, but we can always see shocks in the USDA. History's proven that as well. So I think overall, probably slight increases in yields. Demand's big enough that, now the problem is going to be those yield increases are mostly going to fall to the bottom line carryout. So I would think it's not a wildly bearish report, but yet I doubt if there's going to be anything really bullish there to cause people to want to continue to buy this thing.
Farmers, I believe, have begun to feel a bit better about the marketplace. I don't know that I'd call them bullish. On the other hand, it appears much of the trade remains surprised that the market has had such staying power over the last month, or even rallying power in some cases. Will we see a dip lower into November and December, do you suppose?
Well, I've been in that camp, quite honestly. I've been a little bit surprised by the strength. It makes sense with what's happened in the logistical problems with meal, but I've been in that same camp being really pretty surprised at the strength we've seen. I think, again, though, it goes back to supply in my mind, and we're looking at a big, big crop here. So it's, in my mind, different than the last 5 or 6 years where carryout's been tighter and demand's been really good. We know demand's good, but now our supply is kind of overwhelming us. So in my mind, and I don't think we have to see a sharp move lower, but I would think we're more in just kind of a grinding lower, sideways to lower market. And that's just based on the fact that eventually farmers are going to have to move this big crop, into the year, into the end of December and the first part of the new year. Typically is when you'd expect to see some bushels hitting the market. And, without a big bullish move out of a weather problem in South America or continuing logistics problems, I think that's what's going to weigh on the market and cause, maybe a tailing off into the end of the year.
Are you convinced that it's an overwhelming supply for both corn and soybeans?
Well, when I take a step back and look at where we're probably going to shake out, and again, I'm making some assumptions here.
Okay.
I'm assuming that the yield's going to get slightly bigger, and I don't know if the USDA, on both corn and beans, I don't know if the USDA can increase demand enough to offset that. So I'm assuming we're going to be somewhere 2.1, 2.2 billion bushel corn carryout. And on beans, somewhere 450 or north, those are big, big numbers. And, yes, there's large demand. And yes, farmers are going to, try to hold this crop off the market a little bit. when I look at that compared to years past, I'm looking at a fairly ample supply. So not that the market doesn't have any rally potential, but it's hard to just get super, super bulled up with, you know, a 2+ billion bushel corn carryout and what could be, depending on final bean yields, close to or at least north of a 450 million bushel bean carryout. Those are pretty big numbers.
So you're really not looking for much of a change, maybe another 100 million bushels increase in corn?
On this report, you mean, or
overall, by the time we get to the end of the year for the ending stocks number, we're at 2.081 now, and you're at 2.1 to 2.12.
Yep, anywhere between 2.1 and 2.3. I think the total supply could be raised a little more than that, but they will try to manipulate demand a little bit and bump that up. So I think the market has done a good job of digesting these big numbers, but yet, you know, I still come back. Take a step back and try to say, all right, where are we at? It's a fairly large carryout. That would put us one of the top five or six biggest stocks to use ratios on corn of the last 20 years. Certainly a lot different than when we were looking at 7, 8, 9% stock to use ratio in the last two or three years.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us and for filling in this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
Chip Nellinger is with Blue Reef Agri-Marketing. He is in Morton, Illinois. Joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. Normally, Jackie Vakes would be with us. She is out of the office on this afternoon.